fight tooth and nail to not allow that to happen.
Yeah.
So.
And good for that, right? I mean, that's, I would too.
There's one pie, and if I take a bigger piece, you get less.
I would do the same.
I mean, and yeah, from a government standpoint, I get it.
Well, the idea of any kind of tax increase or receiving a tax increase or making any kind of arrangement with an assessment or whatever is that it's more guaranteed. Obviously, it's annual. It's not going to be.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about taxes, but I think Gretchen had a good point too. We could have had tax revenue that wasn't being used, and we declined it. So, you know,
but that came with a lot of other.
Not really.
Yeah,
but
that's a totally different discussion.
Well, it's tax revenue that we could have had, right? $87,000, $98,000 a year, or whatever it was.
I wouldn't know. I didn't see a business plan. I didn't see a tax agreement. I didn't see any of the paperwork
read any of the paperwork then that was provided. But
when was it provided?
Okay, Jim? Let's get back to this.
Let's have the conversation about this contract.
Send it all in.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It what? I'm sorry, I missed that.
I sent you a bunch of documentation. So.
Okay, I'll go through it again. But again, there were changes made that didn't come across our desk, and that's not being a co-applicant, like I said. Anyways, back to the contract. So, my fear is if we don't sign something, that it's going to be easier to not have them even present a service contract. And I know we all know. Look at the state budget, which is going to trickle down to rural communities. We know what's coming down the pipe. So, again, I had my questions answered in reading this, talking to James, and the little bit of a conversation I had with Tracy Riggs.
I would love to have gotten a solid 3%, 4%, whatever. And I don't want to, I hate to seem like we're kowtowing or not being aggressive enough or whatever, however you want to say. But I don't know that it would result in any positive.
Okay, this is showing the word fuel, so I don't know what the flavor of the board, if we want to just make regular written notes.
You're going to have to write notes.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. She's recording it on. Sorry, James, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, like I said, I just fearful that it's like, how long do we wait? How long do we wait for them to respond to the email, to even the other proposals that we sent? And we can wait. But I think Tracy mentioned that, you know, June 30th, we have... We have no contract. And I guess that's not to say that we can't get it done after that, but basically payment stops at that point. And who knows? And like I say, it would be easier.
You have an optional renew year to year.
Yeah.
So I thought
basically, and maybe you didn't listen to the recording or whatever, you weren't here, I know that, but I thought we decided and voted and gave you the authority with just the request that all of this stuff we're talking about now be mentioned, brought up, and fought for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you did. So I don't know that we have anything to vote on because I believe we already
I think
given
the options.
Okay, well, I was not clearly aware of that. So does that mean to say that, it only requires the board president's signature, that we just move forward?
Is that you're remembering?
Yeah, I remember that too, but
yeah.
James wants clarification.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't enough for him to negotiate or whatever. But I think Jake just brought up a good point. Why don't we just go a year to year, and then we just say, hey, this is how much it's going to cost. Then they can't come back this like 3%, 4%. We can just say, hey, this is what it's going to cost us.
Well, I would point out that up until 5 years ago, we were basically, we've never been year to year, okay? We've always, it started out at like 35,000 back in 92. And it was like 3 years at a time. But for 3 years, it stayed 35,000. And then we would go and we would negotiate and we would say we want 45,000. And for 3 years, it would be 45,000. And so on and so forth. And this last time, this current 5-year contract, when we went back, I believe the contract was at 100,000, and we asked them for 110, and they were gonna give us 104, and they were gonna take away the hall, and so the 6,000, you know, meant to say that we didn't have to have a front office person, and we didn't have to schedule the hall, and this and that and the other thing. That was with Daniel Richardson, and I can't remember the other man's name, but with Craig Pedro. And turns out, wheels are turning at the county where they got rid of Craig Pedro and they got rid of Daniel Richardson. And then when Tracy and Eric came in, and we invited them out, we walked them around, showed them what we did, and they said, we're going to give you your 110, and we will give it to you for 5 years, and we're going to give you 2%. I mean, they threw all that on us, which at that time was great, because now we don't have to go every 3 years. It's not a set amount for 3 years. We're getting an increase. And so I feel like this last 5 years have been the best contract that we've had, except for when they cut it off.
Yeah. And I also say, Aaron, I understand Aaron's point, and the same time, I think that employees need to know that they're going to have their jobs, and with this, whatever we get, even the 2%, you know you're going to have your job unless some crisis happens and they cancel the contract, which I don't think would happen. I think they would squeeze us.
They already did it.
Yeah, I know they did it.
Yeah.
But people are doing everything and we still have a decent economy.
Yeah.
Okay, can we just play it the other way and just average out what we want and just be like, this is what's going to be for 5 years and not deal with this percentage and still just throwing it out there, like.
You mean hard dollar number per year instead of percentages?
Yeah, just go away from the percentage.
Well,
I
feel like we've been roped into this discussion now.
Yeah.
Great, we had the 5 years. Now they're just like,
now
to their advantage. Like,
but within this though, we could step out of it and we could renegotiate it. And
we could
give that some more thought, I would say. I don't know. I have mixed emotions.
I have mixed emotions about it. With Roger hitting it twice and repeating himself about that stipulation, I don't foresee that getting removed from the county contract.
Well, I think what Aaron was. I don't disagree with you, but I think what Aaron's saying is we eliminate this altogether. We don't do a 2% increase. We say, okay, well, what do we want? Add these all up, divided by 5. That's what we want. And then you don't have it, and then you don't build in.
This is what we want for 3 years, 5 years, whatever.
Then that eliminates the 2% or the 3% clause,
and
because you wouldn't have that.
That's tying it to the wages, because it's just set.
And I think somebody mentioned that last meeting, too, and it never really got, I think it kind of went down the.
You mentioned it right now, just like year to year thing, like that's.
That might be another option if the board wants to pitch it to them. I mean, then it's not. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what we're saying?
No, I totally get it. My concern is how many emails are we going to send and not hear anything back? We can send this again and not hear anything back.
It could be just as well as driving down there and knocking on the door and wait until seeing somebody in the like, I mean, I'm here to see somebody and this needs to be. But I would be in favor of getting away from the percentages and just doing things. This is just for 3 years. Say, like, for 3 years. This is what we want every year. Gets us out of this ball game.
One set amount for all 3 years?
Yeah.
So
it'd
be like.
About a service contract. Yeah, this is what it costs.
That would have to be high enough in the first year to cover increases over the next 3 years.
Right, so that's, I think, what you would do, right? We'd look at our payment chart, you add all those up, divide it by 5. Mm-hmm. This is what we want every year.
You mean as an average?
Well, yeah, you would, so you'd get more money up front, and by the time your increases, you'd be, you know, whatever. But, you know, you're basically, you're, we're building that 3% per year increase, we're just building it into a fixed number instead of a percentage increase.
They could probably do the math and figure out what
it is. I mean, they could do the math and figure it out, but I mean,
that's what I was saying, like, if you stick to, like, 2 to 3 years, it's not such a big...
Yeah, that clause. I mean, I kind of like the 5. I don't necessarily disagree with that. I like being in a contract for a long time, but... I mean, that's...
Especially if they have more turnover and more people that want to come in and go, what were we doing this for out there in Tuolumne?
Well, and Marty, you mentioned, you know, the employees here getting a lesser wage and are they happy and stuff. I know several of the county maintenance. The county maintenance has had a higher turnover in the last 2 years than in the 30 years I've been here. And they're making a good wage, they're good, but they're not happy there. Ed Hogue is gone. He's retired. It's Steve Wylico, who's been a longtime maintenance person. County is stepped his interim facilities manager. So just for what that's worth.
I have a lot of ideas, but I think it is time to decide what we're going to do because you're right. The time flies by and we don't want it to just go out of contract and then up spend more meetings figuring it out.
Well, I'll thank you again for coming. I just didn't want to have, like I say, this conversation in June, the second week of June, and not come away with a sign, something, and have only 2 weeks left to try to negotiate something at that point.
Yeah, I think based on last meeting, what we kind of said is, okay, continue negotiating, but at the end of the day, we're fine with whatever you sign.
Okay.
If it's this 3% and 2%, but we expect you guys not just to, we have an email and they don't send anything back and, we're just going to sign it then. I don't think that's the proper way. I think there needs to happen to be conversations. I don't know what the board's thoughts are.
And we'll plan a day where we go down there next week and knock on the door. And we'll give it a little more time and we'll see.
And that might be, you know, another option too that we have, what Aaron was saying.
Okay.
Yeah, have your numbers with you on what the flat rate would be in case they go, oh, that sounds interesting. What's the flat rate?
And maybe they're like, oh, yeah, that's way more sellable than doing that. You know, we just have this in our contract because of whatever. You know,
okay.
You're just, you have it in there. That's fine. Okay. I don't know.
It's probably good that we, I know, like, the long contract is nice, but it's probably good we revisit this every 2 or 3 years.
We don't know what's, like I said, maybe I'm doom and gloom, but I just see the hard budget times for everyone in the state of California as far as local government, special districts, I think, across the board.
I don't disagree with you at all.
Yeah. It's going to be a little brutal for a while. So, do you need anything else from this board? Do you need a motion? Do we need...
I don't think we've changed.
Yeah, we haven't changed.
I think it was just more of discussion, right? Is that what the board's flavor is?
I didn't listen to the recording again, but my memory is that we gave James the authority to...
Yeah, we said he could sign this as is, but we wanted them to negotiate further, but we were fine as is if that's what ended up happening, because they wouldn't back down or whatever.
Okay.
That's what I remember.
That's what I remember. I wish I had listened to the recording.
I wasn't sure. I didn't know if there were any members of the board who were, you know, just flat out unhappy with it, didn't want it, you know, whatever the case might have been. I mean it's obvious, you know, it always can be better, right?
Yeah.
But
there's two, I mean, obviously the percentage and then the last clause is what always gets me. So. Mm-hmm.
If we can't get rid of that one, then the rest of it's just theoretical money.
All right, anything else for staff? Any other board discussions?
So my conclusion tonight, all of this is going to lie on you.
Okay, thank
there you.
You
go. Now it's on the record.
It was a good job.
I'll do my best.
If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.
So I've been here for over a year. So I, this paper showed up last board meeting. Who's Rachel White?
Rachel White is our, she's our librarian. She.